So hello and welcome to PCP 649. This is a bit of an experiment. We've never done it before. It's our virtual Great Escape Festival. And I have my usual buddies with me. In the top left-hand corner, we have Mr. Grumbler. Hello.
Hello.
And on the very bottom.
As always.
Yes, at the very bottom. And we have Mr. Clitheroe. Hello.
Good evening, gents. How are we doing?
I think we're doing rather well. But it's a shame. It's the same.
Well, we'll soon fix that.
I'm sure we'll fix that. Yeah. So we've all got a beer or two, apart from Peter, who's got a coffee. You don't got any beer at all. Oh, you got one beer there. What is it? What have you got?
I've been drinking a lot of this just recently. This is Hobgoblin Ruby.
Oh right. Okay.
It's really rather nice. It's an Aldi special. You know, it's sort of next to nothing. And the other one is.
Zombie cake.
A brew dog zombie cake.
Yes.
Which is rather good with the Tangerine Dream.
Yes. Well, he's got the Tangerine Dream in the top corner there, hasn't he?
Oh. Where is he? He's in my bottom, actually.
He's in your bottom, is he?
Yes.
On my screen.
Oh, do you know, it's taken me years to do that. Our boner is to Vardy a dear old eek.
What a load of rubbish. Anyway, we're here to talk about... We're going to talk about Great Escape and sort of... let's reminisce, shall we? So shall we begin with something? Who wants to go first? Peter, you always complain and I'm leaving you to last, so you go first. Give me a track and we'll talk about a bit more information.
Okay. How about a good banging opening track from a Canadian... band from Edmonton, Alberta, who right. I'm not sure still exist in the same format, called The Wet Secrets. We'll be right back.
So that was Get Your Shit Together by the Wet Seeds. No, Wet Secrets.
Wet Secrets.
Wet.
Yeah, it could have been wet anything, really, couldn't it? We were lucky it was seeds.
I was thinking black seeds, and I got all completely confused. Or bad seeds or wet seeds. Or
What did you think of that last chorus on that one?
Really good. Really good.
Excellent.
Sing it to us again.
Oh, great. They're fun. They were a decidedly fun band. I mean,
you found them before we went to the
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember how. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have stumbled across them in Edmonton, but they obviously came through some agency or other. And I just thought, yeah, it's a real sort of swampy, bassy, brassy sound. In a sweaty dive in Brighton, perfect.
Absolutely. Was the sort of the cheerleader stuff totally part of their normal ilk, their normal shtick?
Yeah, I mean, that's their, if you like, their sort of USP or something.
Right.
I didn't really see the point of it personally, but I think the tale was that they'd actually come across a marching band's uniform set that had been dumped. And so it was all worn out and knackered. So they thought, well, this will do.
I'll have a bit of that.
Take it on as part of their persona. Very strange.
Very strange. Yeah. Speaking of very strange, Gob looks a bit preoccupied there, mate. You've got somewhere better to be.
Train on platform 4 is the 9950 service. Calling it Fulmer, Lewis, Glynde, Berwick, Polegate, Pevensey Bay, Bexhill, St Leonard's, Hastings, and Orr.
Yes! we've got to take that train one day.
What, the one to Orr?
Contender, you know?
Or the one to End?
We've got to decide where we're going to go.
Well, you can go to Orr.
Are we going to Orr or not?
Merry Christmas, Orr is over. Orr, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Well, it is the end of the line, isn't it? Never mind. Anyway, so Mr. Grumbler, can you think of a track that you would that reminds you of a rather good time at the Great Stone?
Well, as you know, my preparation in these things,
as that is tea, yeah.
Somewhat haphazard. Usually a horse gets in the way or a pig needs driving to the slaughterhouse or something like that, you know. But I fancy a bit of French Canadian punk. And I wonder, perhaps, if you might have anything handy.
Well, I do, and I seem to recall a rather interesting story of me suggesting to you that we should go. This was our first year, I think, wasn't it? 2007.
I'm not doing that. They'll be crap.
Yeah, you said, I'm not going there. And I said, there'll be French Canadian punk. And you went, ugh. And we went in, and what did we see?
We saw Les Breastfeeders, who were exceedingly excellent. And they had a nutter who kept running round the stage and up the walls as far as I could work out. I think he was part spider.
Yeah. Do you remember what he was wearing?
No.
He was wearing what looked like part of a sheep. He was basically covered in wool.
Well,
that's the bit I remember about him.
The French are very strange people. Especially the French that live in Canada.
Yeah. Well, let's have a listen to that then, shall we? Where is it? Le Breastfeeder on a track called Tout la peau le mouille, which is apparently is everything is fine.
Down.
I remember that one.
I have no recall of that at all.
But you weren't there.
That might explain it.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd had a particularly good time.
No, you hadn't. I actually wasn't there.
No, right.
Well, I think, as I recall, you didn't arrive until 2009. Is that right? Was that first year?
Yes, that's the first year I was old enough to be let in, wasn't it?
Hmm. Well, that's the first time your nurse gave you a pass, isn't it, I think?
It's the first time you could get in with the OAP discount.
Absolutely.
Probably, yes. That's more like it.
No, not quite.
Old age plonker.
Yeah, so the first couple of years, just you and me, Paul, and we did see a couple of weird bands, and we saw some rather interesting things. We'll just have a look, see what else we got down here that would... remind me. Oh, yes. So there was a band that I wanted to see and had wanted to see for a while, just like you were saying earlier, Peter, about you know, coming to contact with them beforehand, a band called The Black Angels, who I heard of originally through the Bavarian Drug Lords, as I recall, one of my favourite bands from the early years. And the Black Angels played in a very small club, did they not, Paul?
They did, and I believe... Harking back to an earlier point in this conversation where Peter mentioned that there was not a dry seat in the house, the Black Angels were drenched.
Yes, they were.
Absolutely drenched in reverb.
In reverb. Indeed. Indeed. Anyway, good. Let's move on. Let's have something else. So, I believe it is you, Mr. Clitheroe.
One that we all saw, just for a change. What about Holly Cook?
I remember rightly, bit of a circus tent, wasn't it?
We saw it twice.
Yes, we saw her in a circus tent, and at the end of it, she was approached, I believe, by a clown. He said, I've got a podcast that's had nearly 7 downloads, and if you want any advice on making it into the big time, I might be able to help. And then he did a bit of reading afterwards and discovered who her dad was. Please.
Go on.
Well, it's what's his name out of the thingamies, isn't it? It's Steve Cook out of the Sex Pistols. And
Paul
you
Cook,
told me
it?
who are
Paul Cook or Steve Cook?
Godfather. Paul Cook, sorry. Paul Steve Cook, Jones. Yeah. Paul Cook, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but where are they now? I mean, to be fair, where are they now?
What, no, well, they should have been playing the Isle of Wight Festival, I suspect.
They're probably retired. And you said it. Who was her godfather? He was someone relatively famous as well.
Boy George.
That was it.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
So her mum was the backing singer with Boy George, hence Boy George was the godfather, and her dad was Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols. And she was done rather well for herself. Done quite a few albums, and I was foolish enough to... Well, she was very gracious. She didn't sort of say, fuck off, you old idiot, you know, which you could have done, but...
No, she left that to me and Pete.
Yeah, exactly. We had to step into the breach there, you know.
Well, you didn't know who she was either. It was only like I found out afterwards and I told you. Moral of the story, dear listener, was never tell these two anything.
Pretty face.
of a circus tent, let's have a listen to this one. Mr. Clitheroe, tell us who that was.
That was the remarkable Israeli duo called Cherie and Reno, who we saw at the Spiegel tent.
Yes.
They were the first act on, I think, one day. We saw them sort of mid-morning or something, as I recall. I may be completely wrong on that.
I think you were completely wrong. I think we saw them in the evening, but...
Yeah, probably in the morning.
Yeah, but that's mid-morning.
Well, it was the Spiegel tent.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that was a wonderfully wacky, but very poppy act.
Using a very strange sort of instruments, wasn't he?
Yeah, keyboards, drums.
Now, didn't he make some of his own instruments, if I remember rightly?
He had a slightly converted viola, which he was playing with a motorized plectrum, effectively, which is a little handheld fan that he just held against the strings and also held against the body of this viola, sufficient that it made noise. and also wore holes in the viola. I don't know how long that would each viola would last under that sort of onslaught. But I thought they were great. They were. Well, we had a chat with them afterwards. Lovely people. Age,
your plectrum needs motorising.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I thought they were just great. They're a whole load of fun and just lovely people.
Marvellous. Well, at least you remembered that bit. The fact that you didn't remember where what time of the day we saw them, but. This is interesting, actually.
Mere details.
I'm just thinking. So I think sometimes my memory plays tricks on me, but clearly not as much as you two. So were you two even there half the time? Right then, let's have something else.
We rely on you to tell us.
I wasn't there half the time. Every time you two went off to a gay Irish rave, I went and got a tattoo.
Systems ago, this is the beginning. You'll make it with me. This is not virtual, this is not video. Your body believes. Do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Discover how. Do it now.
Technology depersonalizing music, or instead is music serving to humanize the machine? Do it now.
That was good. We saw them twice, didn't we?
We saw them twice. They were that good. We saw them twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way to see them twice.
Yeah, because we had to grab Mr. Grumbler along because he missed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's ever happened before. The one I think it must have been 2008. We decided we were going to stay over, and we got a room in the Premier Inn. We had a few beers the night before. I think it was the second day, and he said, "Oh, I'm gonna have a lie in. I'm gonna go back to the room and have a little kip." So we had a kip, and he came back and I saw him afterwards. He says, "How did you get on?" I said, "I've seen the best band I've ever seen this year," and he went, "Bastard!" So we had to go and see them twice, and that was the Philadelphia Grand Jury. Probably weren't even American. We think might have been Australian.
Where did we go to see them? Was that
the Haunt? No, not the Haunt. The Hope.
Yes.
Oh, the glorious Hope.
Yeah, upstairs.
Upstairs. There are some Hope.
Sticky venues in Brighton.
Running backwards and forwards, I believe the lead singer was, and sweating on people profusely.
He was definitely sweating on me. I remember it sort of going in my mouth at one point and thinking, "Ugh," because he was wet and hairy, and he was shaking his head about, and it sort of went places I didn't expect. So the Haunt is a place
recently been swimming.
Yeah. So the Hope is one of these places where the it's so small and so hot that the moisture rises to the ceiling and then drips into your beer, doesn't it?
Yeah. Having picked up some tobacco, nicotine, and
other substances,
whatever else is on the ceiling of the Hope, and then before it hits your beer.
Yeah. But the Hope was a place we saw someone rather wonderful in the first year, didn't we, Paul?
We did. In fact, I think the stuff that drips off the ceiling probably confused one of the band members, because I'm sure at one point he forgot which instrument he was supposed to be playing, so played two at the same time.
He did.
So who was this then?
Well, you did actually see this person perform on her own with us in the little the tent at the, not the Spiegel tent, the other one, Spiegel Pub, that was it. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Icelandic blue.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Bring it on.
Delightful lay low.
Chest, 'cause they hurt me. You don't need to kick me when I'm already down. No need to shout, I hear you loud and clear. Just please, 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 please don't hate me. But now this is way too much. I can beg, I can bleed, I can even make you weep. But just please, 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 please don't hate me.
Please Don't Hate Me by Layla, who we taught early in 2007. And as you said, the drummer picked up a bass guitar at one point and played the bass and the drums at the same time. And I believe you actually saw him when we saw her again, because they had the same band, in 2014. I remember you walking up to him and saying, did you come the last time? And he said, yeah. And you told him the story. And he was like, oh, yeah, whatever. As if it was perfectly normal to play bass and drums.
Because we've seen her at least three times, because we saw her twice the first time round.
We saw her twice the second time round, actually. We've seen her four times. Yeah.
The first time we saw her was in The Hope.
Yeah.
And then it was in one of the underground ones, up by the dome and all that sort of stuff, wasn't it?
Wasn't it underground. Better.
It wasn't underground. It was underground. It was Wombling Free. It was in the Pavilion Theatre, which has been closed.
That was it. And that was the first gig that her dad had ever been to.
Yeah.
Well, first of her gigs, anyway.
And she said, as I recall, do you remember?
No, I was pissed.
She said something along the lines of, like, thank God those guitar lessons that he paid for were worth it. And they were rather worth it.
But we reminded her of that the second time.
We did, yes. And she was a lovely lady. Australian, Australian barbecue. We had a few of them.
Well, we've done a few of those, haven't we?
Yeah. They've been quite variable. Well, the barbecue's been very variable.
No, the barbecue has been consistently bloody awful, actually. Most of the time. It was like, for years, it was a burger van. It was,
if I remember
always
rightly,
it was a bit of a disappointment.
Event where the seating let you down, didn't it, Mr. Clitheroe?
No, that was I think, a Canadian
blast. Yes. Except the person that blasted was not a Canadian.
I did say catered event. I didn't say Australian barbecue. I just
it was the Canadian breakfast.
Memory of this suddenly sadly disappearing old man.
So for the listeners' point of view, this was a bench, and we all sat. Well, I think I sat in the middle.
But it was a sort of it's a bench with the legs set in from the end.
Yeah, it was set in from the edge. We said, "Don't sit in the end, Peter." And he said, "Okay." Yeah. And we said, "Don't sit in the end, Peter." Okay, don't sit in the end. He sat in the end. One of us got up a bit later, and he woof, off he went. So
backwards, feet up in the air, the works.
Yeah.
Yes. It was quite amusing. Quite amusing. Yeah. Anyway,
the only pleasing aspect of that was that this was at the Green Door store, which is just where the toilets discharge from Brighton Railway Station.
Yes.
Yep. And my abiding moment, my thought of thanks of the situation was that it wasn't indoors.
Mm, you were outdoors.
We were
yes.
outside, yes. where it does get washed down by rain occasionally.
Yes. Not a pleasant place.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Oh, no. I mean, it's a place to go.
Oh, God, yes.
Specifically for that place, sticky floor.
Just don't have a
stinky toilet. Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's the archetypal sleazy music venue. Love it.
Yeah.
Love the Green Door store.
So, anyway, the that was Canadian time, but Australian time's been there. I think Australia had been there before. I can't remember. But the first time.
Yeah, they have been there.
The first time we saw the Australian was down at, what's it called now? It was called the Zap Club first, then it was called something else. It's in underground, as you said, by the seafront. And we saw this band. See if you can remember who they are. So do you remember who they were? No, you don't, do you?
You know what? I can think of two very memorable bands.
Hmm.
There was a couple of lads who had a bottle bin that they were using as a drum.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were called.
That was them.
Right. And there was another band who had amongst their members a supermodel who refused to shake your hand, if I remember rightly, Mr.
Oh, yes, yes.
She was too germ-free.
Yes, yes. She would be rather wonderful at this time. Yeah. Coronavirus, I imagine, would have been perfectly up her street. But, yes.
Oh, so that was the Bottle Bin Boys.
This is the Bottle Bin Boys. They were called Jackson Firebird.
Just on the subject of the Aussies, there was another band that were memorable who we probably haven't got on the list.
No, we haven't. But we can get on the list.
We can put on the list. Maybe if you could find a track by the... they were massive, weren't they? I mean, there were so many of them.
And they were so talented.
More people in the band than there were in the audience.
quite possibly so. This was the glorious Velociraptor.
Yes. Let's have a listen to something from them, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, great.
Velociraptor.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
I actually saw
the lead singer we actually saw did an acoustic gig at the Brighton Museum.
Yeah, you got that right. Well done.
One evening as a sort of fringe event for the Brighton Festival.
Yeah, he
crossover
did,
stuff
yeah.
going on.
And I think he sang and he played guitar and he certainly played the drums at one point, I recall. He did lots of different things. Rather good.
Talented lad.
They're not still together anymore. I did have a look a while ago, a couple of years ago. But
it's just the marvelous way of these things, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could pick out another one, you know, that I didn't give you an advance warning on.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember a time that, and I believe this was about half an hour before your daughter spilt a pint all over me.
Spilt?
Which is obviously a regular occurrence these days. I remember a time we were sat outside one of the pubs opposite the Unitarian Church.
Yes.
And we were trying to have a conversation.
But there was some bloke warbling in the background, wasn't he?
Church, and he was so loud. He wasn't amplified. He was just so incredibly loud that we could not hear ourselves think. And so I believe we sort of wandered off muttering, as you do. And what do you know?
Well, I think because we couldn't actually hear ourselves, could we? So we Heather said, "Where are we going next?" And you said,
"The Sussex."
And she said, "The sausage." And that pub's have been known as the Sausage ever since.
Absolutely. And the strange thing is that the chap on the steps of the church turned up the following year on the bill.
With all
he was loud, wasn't he?
Oh, he was just amazing. I think actually of all the artists at the Great Escape, for sheer entertainment value, Ben Kaplan, the Casual Smokers, coming yes, pretty close absolutely. To the top.
And unusual as far as Pete and I are concerned is that we actually went and paid to see him again.
Yes, we
on
did.
A tour.
Yeah, we did.
Right.
I was looking through the, well, we were sort of listening to that. I was listening to or look through some more stuff, and I found a rather interesting gentleman we saw in the Speed Pub. I recall somebody we were talking to, because as you do, we have a chat with anybody that will listen to us long enough, which is usually about 3 or 4 minutes.
I think the expression is chat at.
Chat at, yes. Try to run away from the three of us. And he said, this bloke is rather good, and his name was Itchy.
Something else you can get an ointment for.
Exactly. And I thought to myself,
you line him up, I'll knock him in.
Yeah. I thought, Itchy. So, who wants to tell us a bit more about that then?
I wasn't there the first time. My first experience of Itchy was I think later than yours.
Oh right. Did we see him twice then?
I saw him when he was playing he was playing with Rachel Dad.
His wife.
His wife. Well, and he had his baby on his back. Yeah.
Right.
And I thought you'd already seen him because you
said
gotta see this guy.
We saw him while we were sat in the Spiegel tent waiting for Lovisa.
Right, no, he turned up on some stilts, playing his own sort of kazoo type instrument. He played homemade instruments, and he had a track which apparently was about a mosquito.
Oh,
A very bizarre band or artist, was he not? Very bizarre.
Very interesting. He defines weird and wonderful, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Father, yes. And therefore, that's why we liked him, I think.
Absolutely.
Glorious.
This, I believe one of you said, is what it's all about.
Well, we have sort of ended up having wonderful, weird and wonderful experiences, I think, with some of the bands that we've seen over the years. And we've also been very lucky, I think, as I recall, because we were just wandering through the streets and we found someone rather interesting. And do you remember we were close to the sausage?
We were.
And we were walking to the, well, probably walking to or from the sausage. Well, this lot came from Prague, didn't they, Pete?
They did. Yep. And well worth the journey. They were actually just busking, weren't they, on that occasion. They were on the bill for Great Escape, but on that occasion they were just sat in the
They were on the bill for Alternative Escape, which is something we've always sort of dipped into but never really fully understood. That was Noisy Bots from Prague. And then we went to see them again, didn't we? Some venue, other venue at the part of the Great Escape thing, which was rather marvellous. I thought I enjoyed them. So we had some couple of ones that we sort of never expected to see. And we rather enjoyed them. Do you remember any more that we wanted to go and see? I think you've got another one on your list there, or a couple on your list that you were talking about, Peter, that perhaps you should we should talk about.
Shut up. Yes. There's... I remember we were definitely all together for this one. And you tell the tale better than I, but a band that had come in that day from Mumbai.
Yes.
And we saw them in Comedia 2?
Studio.
A tiny, dark and extremely sweaty venue.
Yes.
These guys had just flown in from Mumbai. Band called Bleck.
Indeed.
And what was the first line they said when they came onto the stage?
I do remember. We were absolutely dripping in sweat. It was so hot, and they went, bloody cold, isn't it? This is Bleck.
And then from that, launched straight into their track, first
yes,
track.
Yes, which is wonderful. This.
Another classic example of the three-piece band that really put the
absolutely,
energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. But an impossibly tall bass player, as I recall. I think his head was virtually on the ceiling.
Yes, his head was kind of behind the lights, wasn't it?
Mm. So he's scraping the ceiling. Rather good. From Mumbai, I believe they were. Yep. Don't know if they're still together, but, you know, rather marvellous. But nope. There you go.
Nope.
So another one that
did a return visit that we never expected. Matt Abbott.
Oh, yes. 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 So he's also known as...
Skint and Demoralised.
Indeed.
He started out life as a... I'll probably regret saying this. A reverend groupie.
Yes.
And then
as in Reverend and the Makers.
Yes. Who we also saw there at the Great Escape. And then he went his own way, and we saw him in... I think we saw him a couple of times the first time, and that was probably, Peter, before you you were born.
I'm sitting here feeling quizzical.
And then you did see him
quizzical down
elsewhere in a pubby sort of place. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Horatio's on the end of the bar. On the end. Oh. And we went to have a chat with him afterwards, and he ran away down the pier.
But we did get a chat with him eventually.
Later. That was later. Yeah, because he ran away down the pier. We saw him.
We caught him
a couple of days with a fishing net. We caught him with a fishing net a couple of days later.
These poor bastards. He's
he just can't get away.
Unfortunately, he was too small, so we had to throw him back.
And then we saw him again, was it last year or the year before? Last year, wasn't it? He came back. And he said something along the lines of... He said something along the lines of, it was 10 years ago since I was here. So that must have been 2018. He said, it was 10 years since I was here. And I was a bit in a bad place and I wasn't quite sure, you know, what to expect. I didn't know if it was any good. And we went up to him and had a chat and said, we were there. And you were good. And it's a shame you sort of didn't believe in yourself because we believed in you.
Things that don't make sense. No need for lies, no false pretense. No pop-up polls or pasted pictures. Dreams of fame or chasing riches. I like girls that like their friends. Not chasing blokes or fashion trends. She doesn't care if she's looking daft. That kind of girl always makes me laugh. A really girl, I must confess. Yeah, really, girl, I'm quite impressed. She likes red lipstick, fish and chips, orange juice and trips to the seaside. Red lipsticks, all this girl does things for me. Alright. And I don't mind when I look a fool. When I try being nice, try and stick to the rule. Your face goes blank, like you're trying to test us. And I've used my bank of romantic gestures. I don't mind when you laugh at all of my lines. I've tried to impress you a million times. You brush them off, but you still look flattered. My mind's gone blank, and my brains are scattered all over. All over. And then you win me back with a look of affection. Your timing was done to real perfection. Really, girl, I must confess. Yeah, really, girl, I'm quite impressed. She likes red lipstick, fish and chips, orange juice and trips to the seaside. Red lipstick, fish and chips. All this girl does things for me. Red lipstick, fish and chips, orange juice and trips to the seaside. Red lipstick, fish and chips. All this girl does things for me. Alright. 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 She likes red lipstick, fish and chips, orange juice and trips to the seaside.
Anyway, let's move on.
What are you doing in this queue then? Oh, we're here to see Nouvelle Vague. Oh, no, you're not.
Well, you've got to explain that a bit more.
Well, that would have been... let me see. That would have been the first or second year. Okay, year. I'm getting the finger. First year. Which obviously we hadn't discovered the trick of buying delegate passes for the queue jumping potential. And we'd made the mistake of leaving somewhere at about 9 o'clock at night, or half past eight or something.
Yeah, that's fatal.
And, of course, we joined this queue, which we thought was to the venue where Nouvelle Vague were playing, and we'd been in it for about half an hour, and Pete got out his magical gadget and we started talking to it, and it was kind of, so yeah, we're Great Escape, and we're in this queue waiting for Nouvelle Vague, and a voice in front of us said, "No, you're not." It turned out we were in completely the wrong queue. I'm not sure what happened. We probably ended up in the Moon and Stars or whatever.
We more than likely ended up in a pub.
Do.
Yeah, if in doubt, go to a pub.
Absolutely.
Do you remember one year we went to see a band, which we didn't see? We tried to get into a band we tried to see called I Like Trains. And then, we didn't get to see the band, so we went to the pub, and then we missed the train out.
We got a bizarre taxi driver.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was very bizarre. But aren't they all in Brighton at that time of night? Let's move
this
on.
This must have been before I joined you, then.
And once again, it's before your time, Peter. So you
yeah, that was yeah. why I was recruited, clearly, to be able to get you to the station and onto a bloody train on time.
And how's that going? How's that going?
Occasionally interrupted by an Albion kebab.
Albion kebabs, yes, absolutely. Oh, speaking of which,
that's what we're missing. That's what we're missing.
Oh, hang on. I've got to find it. It's got to be here somewhere. Where is it?
You've got kebabs for us.
No, yeah. I haven't got kebabs for you. No. Don't be silly. I haven't got kebab for you. Why would I do that? I've got the next best thing, which is. Where was it? Oh, it's gone. Walkabout. Where was it? I can't find it. It must be here somewhere. There it is. Yeah. Albion kebabs. Yeah. So we can have a kebab.
Brilliant.
Always enjoy the kebabs there, don't we? Don't we?
We do.
Except Grum.
Yeah, don't put any of that white shit on mine.
Yeah.
Oh, we did not win.
Too close to the mayor for Crumb.
Oh, dear. Another band we saw that we didn't pay for. We do like bands we don't pay for. Do you remember this lot? Have a listen to this.
We'll be right back.
I think Mr. Clever has got it.
I've got the name, but I've got I can.
I'm sure Mr. Grumbly remembers the name, don't you? Come on.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I know you were quite keen on them playing your festival, but they obviously, you know, weren't available. But they were playing on the road. Oh,
they were in the street.
They were in the street, yeah.
Yes, it was the...
I'll put you out of your misery. A Forest of Fools is what they
called it. Forest of Fools. Yes. Yeah.
And do you remember the guy that had the like the sousaphone or whatever it was? Mm. And he was playing the bass notes, but he was also doing the noise you get with a didgeridoo as well. Mm. Incredible, incredible. Rather good, yes.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
They had a rapper come on and do all sorts of weird stuff as well. That's just and they were good. They were good. They were free.
And as you say, that was just out in the street.
Yeah. Just part of the festival, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
So we're going to miss it all this year, which is just a shame, really. I think it was, it's been would have been a really good time, of course. But then again, you know, that's life as we know it.
We shall so appreciate it next year, though.
We will,
absolutely.
We will.
Assuming there's a vaccine out before then.
Yeah. To be honest, when you get to my age, you're not so bothered.
He's not long for this world, you know.
Steady on. I've only just come out of mourning, you two, remember.
Oh, okay. Go on, tell us who for.
What? Well, you know why I've been in mourning, surely.
Yeah, but our lovely listeners don't.
Yeah. Well, my adventures in music started back when I was 12 years old. And I remember turning around to a mate of mine, a mate that I think both of you have met, a bloke called Louis, and saying, what's this punk rock business about then? Like, I've seen it in the papers, but obviously I haven't heard any of it. You know, what's it all about then? And to my amused consternation, he started jumping up and down and warbling on about Leo Trotsky and the Great Almira. And it turns out he was doing his own little version of No More Heroes by the Stranglers. And that kick-started my love of music, as it were. And unfortunately, on Sunday just past, the keyboardist, a Mr. Dave Greenfield, shuffled off this mortal coil and joined the choir Invisibule due to coronavirus on top of heart problems at the age of, at the sprightly age, unfortunately, of 71 years old.
Yeah.
So,
a Brighton native, no less, as well.
Yeah, he was a Brighton native. He was a very, I think, not necessarily underrated, because those people who knew him rated him highly, but unknown, perhaps, for various reasons. But bloody good, nonetheless. Mm. And I had tickets to see the Stranglers 3 times in October this year, so I should imagine I'm due some refunds.
Oh, no.
It's a shame. He was awesome, I think, is the word, our Dave. Mm. So, yeah. Been in mourning for a couple of days, I'm afraid.
Mm. And I gather we heard, was it 2 days ago, we lost... Shall we sit at two, then?
Yep, and 2 days ago we lost Florian Schneider.
Yes.
Mm. Two days ago the news came out, but it was last week he died.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they were just very secretive about it in a particularly Teutonic kind of way.
Yes. Well, that was an album that inspired me. I remember that coming out in 1974 and thinking, my God, this is unusual and never been done before, or to a bar. Yeah. And, of course, everyone's paid tribute to them, because they were, and still are, amazing.
And I guess if you go any earlier back for off-the-wall inspiration of that kind, you end up with someone like Can.
Mm. Yep. Well, I think all around that time, it was all what ended up being called rather strangely krautrock. They weren't all German. Although a lot of the stuff was German. I think I remember, was it Kraftwerk were not necessarily electronic to start off with in the early years, so I think in about 69 and about 73, they were just a normal drum-bass combo. And then Hutto and Schneider left to form Kraftwerk, and the other one went off to form Neu. And I remember certainly listening to a lot of Neu and Can over the years, and thoroughly enjoying it. And Can and Kraftwerk certainly were influential to many.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, let's have one last track before we go. What have we got left? Okay. So let's talk about Weird and Wonderful. Unfortunately, Paul, you missed this lot. You would have loved this lot. They were weird. They were wonderful. They were Korean. They were in audio upstairs. And they had a lot of traditional instruments and were about to play stuff. And we weren't sure what to hear, what we're going to hear. And then we heard this. Jambinai, and the track was called Time of Extinction, and they were amazing. I thought they were rather modern. And you enjoyed them, didn't you, Pete?
I did. That was they were just, yeah, as you say, it was one of those things. A couple of very traditional instruments, stringed, large-bellied wooden instruments laying around on the stage, but you really had no idea what to expect. And even when it was playing, I had no idea
where it was going to go next. Yeah,
where it was going to go next. It was a voyage of glorious discovery.
I remember we were coming back from the venue a bit later, or possibly back from the pub a bit later, and we spotted a couple of the ladies that were in the band, and we said, you know, how wonderful. And I remember you having a conversation with them, and they were all sort of, oh yes. Not understanding a word you were saying, but you were trying very hard to say, you know, wonderful stuff, old girl. You know, I say, rather good.
Well, I just shouted a bit louder. I'm sure they got the gist.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they probably responded to you with the traditional asshole.
Oh, how stereotypical can we get? Right, well, that has been PCP 649. That was bollocks, really, wasn't it? But never mind. We enjoyed ourselves.
Amazing.
Amazing. So we will say bye-bye. As I remember, Adam Hills, the comedian, and his father always used to say, let's leave the evening on a high note.